University Center. I know that there was a need for an understanding of what the university's plan is going to be going forward, or where we feel that that building should be going, and that there are some plans for the building, but that they're like predated about 14 years ago mm-hmm. or something like that.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm bringing that up is because if we were to renovate that space, we would have more lab spaces available if that was chosen to do that. We could even add maybe a university museum to the first floor so that when we bring students on our campus, they can get kind of a quick baptism in the history of the university, as well as do things like put the bookstore back over there, which would give us mm-hmm. another 5,000 square feet back in business health sciences that we've lost. And then another question was about the, I'm sorry, I said one and I lied, but the other question was just about possibly building temporary buildings so that we have temporary classroom spaces so that we don't have to interrupt classes to do renovations.
We are looking, I mean, what you touched upon is something that we're looking at right now, and it's on a fast speed. We're going to be seeking faculty student input because mm-hmm. we have about 14, we have about $9.8 million for Robinson. We have about $4.6 million for a convention center that was supposed to be attached to the Convocation Center. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at what we're going to do with those dollars. A number of things that you stated, trustee, are things that we are considering. But we're going to bring that to a committee, and that's going to be in short order, because for the first time, but it is quite appropriate that right now we just found out that the appropriations have been funded. So we now have real dollars in our hand where we can spend close to $15 million. Mm-hmm. And so Mike Orr and our Vice President for Finance Administration will be pulling together a meeting very soon to address some of the issues that you're talking about, and everything from bookstore to biology, physics, and chemistry labs, mm-hmm. and nursing labs, and other labs are included in our priorities, okay?
Anything else for Mr. Orr? Not, thank you.
Thank you.
I would remind everyone we have a special board meeting that is scheduled for 10 a.m. It's now 10 minutes to 10, so I'm going to try to move this along. Grants and Research Administration update.
Yes, good morning again. We, just for purpose of the board, we have about 20 grants at this time, and each of them is managed by an individual here on campus who deals with it on a daily basis. To date, the university received about $44 million worth in grants, and that's about $15 million more than we received last year at the same time. Between the last board meeting, we received about $13 million grant to fund a program in Ghana, which would provide textbooks material for schools in Ghana. So that's between the board meeting, received a $13 million worth of grant. Federal grants continue to be the largest amount of grants we received, and that accounts for about $38 million, which is about 87% of the total grant portfolio. The U.S. Department of Education continue to provide the largest amount in grants, which is about, the U.S. Department of Education provide about $22 million in grants, which accounts to about 58% of the total grant portfolio. State agencies account for $6 million of grants that they've received, which is only about 13% of the total amount of grants that we receive for the university. And the U.S. Illinois Department of Commerce and Community Affairs provided the largest amount in state grants, which is about $2 million or 56% of the total grants that we receive from the state. I understand this report is not designed basically for the new members because we didn't know, but if there are any questions that we need to fill in, you could please call us immediately and we'll provide you information immediately to explain or fill in the gap. That's my the end of my report.
Is there any questions for Dr. Caroma? Comments? Other matters, public and employee comments. Do we have it? If not, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
Will we adjourn the meeting at the current time?
Trustee James.
Yes.
And Trustee Tolliver.
Yes. Thank you. Meeting is adjourned. The next meeting will convene at 10 o'clock.